All stations, this is KE0FOE Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with emergency traffic? Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Youthnet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get out on the air, and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Youthnet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, all Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014, the DMR Brandmeister Talk Group 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0130 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows. KU0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Youthnet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and who would like to check in without traffic. After a short time, we call for any VOIP stations and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows.
Kilo Golf 7, Kilo Kilo X-Ray, James.
Station standby, I'm going through announcements. KE0FOE continuing, join Skywarn Youth Ham Radio Operators for the second year in a row as we operate Special Event Station N0A, November 0 Alpha, March 15th through March 29th in an effort to encourage hams throughout the U.S. and around the world to learn about severe weather awareness. We plan to operate single sideband and FT8 on almost all HF bands. We will be on the air at various times of the day and night as time permits. If you don't have access to HF radio, then be sure to check in at least one of our nets during this special event station's operational period. Those nets will take place on March 15th, March 22nd, and March 29th. All check-ins to those three nets will be added to our N0A special event log. We look forward to contacting you and many more hams, so please spread the word and be sure to give us some contacts and say hello. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, before we open the Skywarn Youthnet to check-ins, I would like to invite all stations as you check in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 33 degrees and clear. I had about a high of 43 degrees and a low this morning of 26, and I received a trace of sleet this past week from my precipitation. Standby, more follows. KU0FOE continuing, before we jump into short time, I do have another trivia question for tonight. So, here it is. How many sides does the average snowflake have? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. All right, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. This is KU0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Please call now.
This is Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Tango Oscar, marking Grand Ron, currently 51 degrees. It's been rainy for most of the day. I think we still might be getting a bit of it right now. And it's been at least severely overcast to low clouds all day. Sadly, I don't have an answer for the question.
Alpha Golf 6, Kilo Sierra. James in Apple Valley. It's been about 60, 61 degrees here. Beautiful day all day, and that's about all I have to report there back to net control.
K KD3AJN, Kilo Delta. KD3AJN, Kilo Delta 3, Alpha Juliet November, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania. Temperatures 26 degrees. And as far as the snowflake, I think 16. Also, can you check in Ray N3DQD in Beaver, Pennsylvania?
All right, let me stop right there and acknowledge the stations I heard. I heard KM7BTO, Mark in Grants Pass, Oregon, with 51 degrees, overcast, and rainy today. I also acknowledge Alpha Golf 6 Kilo Sierra, James in Apple Valley, California, I believe, with 60 degrees. KD3AJN, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with 26 degrees and a guess of 16. And N3DQD, Ray, Beaver, Pennsylvania, as a proxy. Thank you all so much for your check-ins there. I really appreciate it. Now I'll do one more call for any other short-time stations outside of the PRA system. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Correction to KM7BTO. That's Grand Ronde and not Grants Pass. Thank you.
Okay, acknowledge the correction from Mark Grand Ronde. I apologize. I got a little confused there. So thanks for the correction. One more call. Any other stations not using the PRA system a short time for the Skyward Newsnet? Please call now. This is KU0FOE.
November 6 Kilo, November Echo. N6KNE here, currently 78 degrees, 4 degrees north of the equator. And we had some thunderstorms blow through here earlier with high winds, and we're expected to have a nice, quiet evening all the way to noon tomorrow. Thank you for taking my check-in. Ken here, N6KNE, Chinalta, Columbia.
All right, I acknowledge one more station there, N6KNE, Ken, in Columbia, 4 degrees north of the equator. Yeah, that's a fun little bit of info there. And I acknowledge your 78 degrees and recent thunderstorms passing. So thank you, Ken, for the check-in. I appreciate it. I'll be clear with you and do one more call for any other stations, any other short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system. Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, not hearing any more there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, how many sides does the average snowflake have? So this is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Please call now. Okay, one more call for check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system for the Skywarn Youthnet. Please call now.
W7PS77 Papa Hotel, Royceville, Oregon. Weather 45 degrees, light precipitation, no traffic.
Okay, I guess sometimes it's all or nothing. I got a double there. I believe I copied Whiskey 7 Papa Sierra Tango in Oregon with 45 degrees and light rain. That was the only station I could hear. Can you come back, give me your name and location and any corrections?
Yes, Whiskey 7 Papa Sierra Tango, Royce, in Prineville, Oregon, operating mobile with light precipitation, 45 degrees and no traffic.
All right, sorry, double again. The Wikiup Junction station, please stand by. I'm trying to contact W7PST. Can you give me your name again, W7PST, and location, please?
Yeah, W7PST. Name is Royce, Romeo Oscar Yankee, Charlie Echo, and location is Prineville, Oregon. No traffic.
All right, very good there, Royce. Thank you so much for your patience. I copy you in Prineville, Oregon. And welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. I don't believe I've heard you before. We're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we would certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about us, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net. So I'll be clear with you now. And the other station and Wikiup Junction, please give me your info again. I could not copy it.
KK7 Zulu November Head in Wikiup Junction, Oregon, 48 degrees and partly clear.
Okay, I think I got it all. A little broken there. I copy Kilo Juliet 7 Zulu November Hotel Ed in Wikiup Junction, Oregon, with 48 degrees. QSL? Okay, I think I got it that time. Just a little broken. All right, thank you for your check-in there, Ed. I appreciate your patience. All right, one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Mobile.
Kilo, Golf 7, Uniform, Juliet.
Okay, I heard two stations there. One of them was completely unintelligible, and then the second I heard was KG7UUJ. I believe that's Brandon. So I'll be right back, but first the station I think I heard was Kilo Juliet 7 November. You were completely broken up. I don't know if you're going through VOIP, but the packet loss completely destroyed you. So if you could give me your call sign again, normally and phonetically, along with your name and location and anything else you have, please go ahead.
This is Kilo, India, 7, November, Bravo, Quebec. The name is Lee, and I'm coming through King Mountain in southern Oregon. I'm in Medford.
Okay, yeah, the internet, I guess, was working better that time. I copied KI7NBQ, Lee, currently in Medford, Oregon. Thank you for your patience. Yeah, I realize now you're just going through a repeater, but that repeater is linked to me through AllStar, and I'm guessing there was a malfunction there. So thank you so much for the check-in. I appreciate it. Did you have anything else for the net?
I did not. I just wrapped up the District 5 HF net, and I'm on my way home mobile and turned on the radio and heard you, so I thought I'd check in.
All right. Well, very good there, Lee. Thank you so much for your check-in. Yes, this is the Skywarn Youth Net, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time right here on this repeater system and many more. And for more information about our net, you can check out our website, and the link is skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net here. So thank you so much, Lee. I'll be clear with KI7NBQ and go to KG7UUJ. I believe that's Brandon. Did you have anything else for the net, and can I get your location?
Yeah, this is KG7UUJ, Brandon, Central Point, Oregon. Nothing else to report. Thank you.
All right, very good there, Brandon. Thank you. I copy KG7UUJ, Brandon, in Central Point, Oregon. Nothing for the net. Thanks so much for the check-in. It's great to hear from you again. I appreciate it. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. For any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system, and for anybody else curious, we have a trivia question tonight, and I'll just repeat it for anybody who hasn't heard it. So here it is. How many sides does the average snowflake have? So please feel free to give a guess if you want when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. One more call for any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system. Please call now. This is KU0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
Kilo, Mike 7, Delta Echo Whiskey, Dewey.
7, Mike Hotel, Papa, Florence. 24 degrees above zero here. We haven't had much snow and overcast. I believe the answer you're looking for is 6, but since snowflakes are flat, it could be said that they have two sides.
Super high-powered radio. All right, let me stop right there. I received three stations and only received partial information from each, so I need to go back to them one at a time. I copied KM7DEW Dewey. I'll be right back. I copied Mike Hotel Papa in Florence, Oregon, and then I heard a station with 24 degrees, overcast, and a guess of 6 for the snowflake question. So first, KM7DEW Dewey, can I get your location and anything else you have for the net?
Yeah, thanks for running the net. I'm on the PRA system running off of Soda Mountain by Ashland. That's where I live in the southern part of the valley. Our winds here are raging. They are going anywhere from 25 to 35 miles an hour. Yesterday, I'm sure they got up to closer to 55 miles an hour. But I'm right on the border, and we got the hills coming down. So that's it. In Ashland, Oregon, KM7DEW, thanks for running the net.
All right, very good there, Dewey. Thank you. I copy you in Ashland, Oregon, with 25 to 35 mile per hour wind currently, with higher before. Yeah, we had some crazy wind over here in Branson, Missouri a couple days ago, but I don't know if it was quite that strong. But I guess because of the strange winter we're having, at least over here. So anyway, thanks so much for the check-in and the information. I appreciate it. And let me go back to Mike Hotel Papa in Florence, Oregon. Can you repeat your check-in? Give me your call sign and a name, please.
Yes, this is Jonathan in Florence, Oregon. Kilo Golf 7, Mike Hotel Papa. It's 53 degrees and rainy in Florence, and I would guess 8 sides.
All right, very good there, Jonathan. Thank you. I copy Kilo Golf 7, Mike Hotel Papa. Jonathan in Florence with 53 degrees, rain, and a guess of 8 sides for the trivia. Thank you so much. Okay, and then the last station there, I copy 24 degrees, overcast, and a guess of 6 for the trivia question. Can you repeat your check-in? I couldn't copy anything else.
Yes, I'm Ken, a Newham operator, KM70IX, in Crescent Lake, Oregon. And I believe the answer you're looking for is 6 sides, but since snowflakes are flat, it could be said that they have 2 sides, like a coin.
Now, it doesn't matter what I do, when I try and put it in, I can handle it. What is the change? What is the difference?
All right, we might have a station there with an open mic, but I did copy KM7EIX in Crescent Lake, Oregon, with 24 degrees overcast and a guess of 6. And I'm referring to, I guess you could say, the points of the snowflake, if you were to draw a line between them, how many sides would it have? And so I appreciate the guess of 6. So thank you. Oh, also, can I get your name for the log, KM7IEX?
My name is Ken.
Okay, very good there, Ken. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Skywarn Youthnet. We're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we would certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. All right, one more call for any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control.
This is Bob, PMN, AG7FR, that's Mike Alpha, November, Golf 7,
Paul in Medford, Oregon,
Romeo,
it's 59 Lemon
Falls,
and cloudy.
Oregon, currently 42 degrees and...
Okay, let me see if I have it here. Yeah, I do. Okay. I received 2 stations there, another double. Seems to be happening a lot tonight. And then at the end, there was another station, an open mic, I believe. I can hear someone talking, but I don't believe they're meaning to be talking on this station. So if there's someone out there listening to this and they have Vox on, please turn it off because you're coming on the air. All right, first, let me go to the first station I copied, which was KE7PMN, I believe. Can you confirm the call and give me your name and location and anything else you have?
Yeah, Kilo Echo 7, Papa Mike November, Paul in Medford, Oregon, and weather report is 59 and cloudy.
All right, thank you so much, Paul. I copy you in Medford, Oregon, with 59 degrees and cloudy. Thank you for your patience. Then the other station, I believe I got everything except the name. Alpha Golf 7 Foxtrot Romeo in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 42 degrees and rain, I believe. Can you give me your name and any corrections?
You have everything correct. Then handle is B-O-B Bob.
Okay, thank you very much, Bob. Yeah, that's funny. A super simple name, and I missed it. But I appreciate your patience there. So I'll be clear with those two stations now and try again. One more call for any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system wishing to check in to the Skywarn Ethernet here. Please call now. This is KE0FOE Net Control.
KK7DHB, Kilo 7, Zulu Hotel Victor, John in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Raining all day.
We've currently got 53 degrees and cloudy with light rain. And my previous question answered, or my guess, Caleb, is 5 points.
KM7DVS, Kilo Mike 7, Delta Victor Sierra, Steve in Bonita, Oregon, checking into the Peak Radio Network through Echolink. I'll be going back on the radio when I go back in the house here in a minute, and my guess would be 6.
All right, let me stop right there. I got another double, and then the last station I copied perfectly, so let me acknowledge them. I acknowledge KM7DVS Delta Victor Sierra, Steve in Vinita, Oregon, with a guess of 6 points for the snowflake. Thank you for that. And then before Steve, I copied two stations with KK7 suffixes. One of them, I believe I got everything except for their suffix. I copied KK7, John in Grants Pass, Oregon, with 53 degrees, light rain, and a guess of 5 points for the snowflake question. Could you give me your call sign again, please?
It's KK7ZHB, Kilo 7, Zulu Hotel Victor, John in Grants Pass, Oregon. You got everything else correct, Caleb. Thank you.
Okay, very good there, John. Thank you so much. KK7ZHV Zulu Hotel. Victor. John in Grants Pass, Oregon. So thank you so much for the confirmation there. Lots of doubles tonight, so I appreciate your patience. Now the other station, I believe, also started with KK7. Unfortunately, I couldn't copy anything else. Can you please repeat your check-in?
KK7TIL, Kilo 7, Tango, India, Lima, Richard in Winston. 50 degrees, and it's been raining all day.
Okay, I apologize there, Richard. I copy KK7TIL, Richard in Winston, Oregon, with 50 degrees and raining all day. Thanks so much for your patience. I appreciate you. So I'll be clear with you and those stations now and do one more call for anybody else in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system for the Skywarn Ethernet. And one more time for anybody who has not heard our trivia question, here it is. How many sides or points does the average snowflake have? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. So one more call. Any other stations in the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. One more call. Any other stations in the Pacific Northwest before we move on? Please call now. Okay, no other stations heard there. We are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All-Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister Talk Group 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is, How many sides or points does the average snowflake have? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Whiskey Victor Bravo,
7,
Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Kilo Alpha
no
7,
traffic, current temperature
Romeo Foxtrot November, Ron in Vancouver, Washington. Currently 49, high today 52, and low was 45, all Fahrenheit. And salary conditions today. For the trivia question, until you clarified how many points, I was going to say probably dozens because each crystal may have multiple sides. but I'll stick to six since you clarified. And no other topic, KA7RON.
Kilo 7, Golf November Delta, Larry in Florence, Oregon, where it's currently 51 degrees. We've had rain and wind all day. Total of 1.18 inches of rain. My guess is 10. Thank you, Caleb.
No other traffic. Back to net control.
All right, let me stop right there. I think we should rename this net the double net. I copied a double and then one of the stations of a second double. I copied a WB9 station, and that was all I heard. I heard, though, KA7RON, Ron, and Vancouver, Washington, with 49 degrees and a guess of 6 points or sides for the snowflake question. Thank you for that, Ron. I copied K7GND, Larry, in Florence, Oregon, with 51 degrees, rain, and a guess of 10 for the snowflake question. And then the last station, I recognized your voice there, WB6WNI Gary in San Jose, California, but all I really heard you say was no other traffic. Can you repeat any information you might have shared with the net, please?
Oh, very, yes, easily, Caleb. We're at 64 degrees. It is cloudy, and 6 points is my guess. Another traffic. Back to you.
Okay, very good there, Gary. Thank you so much. I copy your 64 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of 6 points or sides for the snowflake question. Thanks so much. So I'll be clear with those stations. Let me go back now to the WB9 station. Unfortunately, that was all I could copy. Can you please give me your call sign again, name, location, and anything else?
Whiskey Bravo 9, Whiskey Victor Bravo, Kurt in Oklahoma, currently 36 degrees and clear, no other traffic.
All right, thank you. I copy Whiskey Bravo 9, Whiskey Victor India, Kurt in Oklahoma, with 36 degrees and clear. Thank you so much for the check-in and your patience. I appreciate it. A lot of doubles tonight. All right, I'll be clear with those stations now, and I'll do one more call. Are there any more VOIP check-ins for the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
Caleb, please check in.
Alpha,
Kilo, India 5, Whiskey Delta Mike.
Tulsa, with
Kilo, India 5, Whiskey Delta Mike. Donald in the Osage.
Traffic later for you, Caleb.
Kilo, Juliet 5, Echo, Romeo, Whiskey, Susan in Owasso.
Recheck Whiskey Bravo 9, Whiskey Victor Bravo in Claremore, Kurt.
All right, let me stop there. Got another double and a correction. Thank you, Kurt, for the correction. WB9WVB. Apologies, I guess I didn't trust my instincts, but I got it right this time. I copied KI5WDM, Donald in the Osage, and that was all I could copy. But I did hear Jarris AI5Q in Tulsa underneath that. Jarris, did you have anything else for the net? I couldn't quite hear you on under Donald's signal.
I had 39 degrees currently in Tulsa and third-party traffic coming up later on in the net.
All right, very good there, Jarris. I copy you 39 degrees and potential third party later. That would be great. It's also awesome to hear from you again. Can't remember the last time you checked in, so I appreciate it. So then I believe there was another station afterward, and I really couldn't copy you. You were very low audio and a little weak. If you want to try again, please call now.
Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Romeo Whiskey, Tucson, Minnewanka.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I got that. Kilo Juliet 5 Echo Romeo Whiskey, Susan in Owosso, Oklahoma. Is that right?
36 degrees and clear here.
All right, very good. I copy 36 degrees and clear. Thank you so much for that. And just a signal report there, you're rather low audio, so you're barely making it over the white noise, just to let you know. But I did copy you. But thanks so much for checking into the Skywarn YouthNet. We're here every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we appreciate your support. And for more information about our net, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net. All right, I'll be clear with all of those stations now, and I'll do one more call for any other check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, and also a repeat of the trivia question for anybody who hasn't heard it yet. So here it is. How many sides or points does the average snowflake have? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer later. So again, one more call for any check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area for the Skywarn YouthNet. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area on the following repeaters: 444.75, 443.8, 145.33, and 927.4 megahertz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
N8OAY, November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee, Dave, Huntsville, Alabama, 37 degrees and clear, with the wind about 12 miles per hour. N8OAY.
All right, I copied one station there, N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama, with 37 degrees, clear, and 4 mph wind. Thank you, Dave. And yeah, you're sounding great coming through that system. So thanks so much for the check-in. I appreciate you. And I'll do one more call now for any more check-ins from the Huntsville, Alabama area. Please call now. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6 PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, how many sides or points does the average snowflake have? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet. Please call now.
KE6PGN, Kilo Echo 6, Papa Golf November. Rod, Fraser Park, where it's 43 degrees, clear, calm, and 6 points.
All right, I copied one station there, KE6PGN, Rod in Fraser Park, California, with 43 degrees, clear, calm, and a guess of 6 for the snowflake question. Thank you, Rod. And always, thanks for letting us use your system for the net. So I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area? Please call now.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6 Golf Whiskey Romeo, Rod in Santa Clarita, 68 degrees and 4 mph northeasterly wind and clear, beautiful day. The answer to the trivia question actually is thanks to my granddaughter who had educated me on this about a week and a half ago. 6 sides to a snowflake, as we found out because they got so much snow out in Emmett, Idaho. Thanks for doing the net, Caleb. KO6GWR, clear.
Okay, very good. We acknowledge the other Rod, KO6GWR, Rod in Santa Clarita, California, with 68 degrees, clear, 4 mile per hour wind, and a guess of 6 sides for the snowflake question. Thank you so much, Rod. So I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area for the Skywarn YouthNet? Please call now. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters, 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
This is KJ6TQ, that is Kilo Juliet 6, Tango Quebec, George in Branson, Missouri. Clear skies, 31 degrees. You're doing an awesome job, Caleb, and no traffic, KJ6TQ.
All right, very good. We acknowledge KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with 31 degrees and clear, and thank you so much for the compliments. I appreciate it. So I'll be clear with you, Dad, and do one more call for any other stations in the Tri-Lakes areas wishing to check in. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, no other stations heard there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn YouthNet. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic, along with proper identification of their station, before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn YouthNet.
Alpha, India, 5, Quebec, AI, 5Q, with third-party traffic, Jane.
Michigan, no traffic. Beautiful 24 degrees. Have been snowing steady for the last 24 hours.
All right, we acknowledge AI5Q, Jairus with third-party traffic for Jane. Please go ahead.
Hi, Caleb. I think the answer to the question is there's 6 sides to the general snowflake, and I've had a long weekend. I went camping and had a lot of fun.
Well, hello there, Jane. It's great to hear from you again. It's been a little while. And thank you for the guess. I copied that you said 6 sides to the average snowflake. And wow, yeah, camping in the winter around here, that's got to be cold. I hope you guys stayed nice and warm, but I hope you had a lot of fun. But yeah, I know camping can be a pretty tiresome stuff. I'm actually looking forward to something coming this coming weekend, so that'll be great. But thanks so much for checking into the net, Jane. I appreciate it. Do you have anything else?
Yes, I do. I did stay mostly warm. The coldest bit was my hands because I didn't pack thick enough gloves. But I think they're okay now because, I'm inside and they're warm. And that was my first camp out in the troop as a scout, and I got a lot of rank advancement stuff done so I can move up.
Are you done? Okay, and Jane is finished now, and this is AI5Q, clear with third-party traffic and back to net control.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Jairus, for that. And yeah, Jane, you keep your fingers warm. Fingers are always the ones that get cold first because you're touching things and using them. And, of course, they're extremities, so they're going to be exposed more. So, yeah, wear thick gloves, put them in your pockets, rub them together, breathe on them and you'll keep them warm. So thanks so much, Jane, but you get some good rest at home now. So I'll be clear with AI5Q, Jairus with third party, and do one more call. Are there any more stations with third party traffic wishing to check in to the Skywarn Ethernet before we move on to final check-ins? Please call now. Okay, no other stations heard there. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, how many sides or points does the average snowflake have? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
Whiskey Delta Zero, Romeo Echo Whiskey, WD0REW, Crew in Springfield, Missouri, currently 30 degrees, no traffic.
Kilo Montana 7, Delta X-Ray, X-Ray, Jordan from Klamath Falls, Oregon. Weather last few days. We did have some snow. It's been clearing out. Last couple days have been clear skies, cold and windy, about 40 degrees. And my guess for the trivia question is 6.
KM7BEA, Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Echo Alpha, Rita in Salem, Oregon, where it is approximately 51 degrees.
All right, let me stop right there. Let me acknowledge who I heard amongst the noise. I heard WD0REW, Drew in Springfield, Missouri, with 30 degrees. Thanks, Drew, for checking in. I appreciate it. I believe I copied Kilo Mike 7 Delta X-Ray X-Ray, Jordan in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 40 degrees, clear snow recently, and a guess of 6 for the snowflake question. Jordan, just so you know, you have a terribly loud buzz and noise on your signal there. Just wanted to let you know, but I was able to pull you out. And then I copied KM7 Bravo Echo Alpha, I believe, Rita in Salem, Oregon, with 51 degrees, I think. Unfortunately, as soon as you were finishing your transmission, the node must have lost signal or something because you were clipping in and out. So, Rita, did I get anything wrong with your transmission?
Nope, that was all correct. Thanks for having me.
Okay, very good there. Thank you, Rita, for the check-in, and I don't believe I've heard you before. So welcome to the Skywarn Usenet. We are here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we would certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net and all the things we're doing, please check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. All right, I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks before we close the net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
This is Kilo Juliet 7, Mike Charlie November, Joe in Springfield, Oregon. It is 50 degrees and...
...for the last 24 hours.
Okay, I think I got a double there, but I copied Kilo Juliet 7 Mike Charlie November, Joe in Springfield, Oregon, with 50 degrees and rain, thank you. And then the last station, all I heard was 24 hours, and I think you're coming in through DMR. Can you please try again?
KF8FWS, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Whiskey Sierra, Brian in Cassopolis, Michigan. 24 degrees and snow for the last 24 hours, if not longer.
Okay, thank you very much. I copy KF8FWS, Brian in Michigan, with 24 degrees and snowing for the past 24 hours or more. So thank you so much for the check-in. I appreciate it. And welcome to the Skyborne Youth Net. I don't believe I've heard you before, but please feel free to join us again in the future if you can. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do another call for any other final check-ins from anyone anywhere, including any rechecks before we close this net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skyborne Youth Net. Okay, nothing else heard there. So, before I close the net, let me go over the trivia question one more time and reveal the answer.
Net, a gathering of fans from around the world will start on the system in 30 minutes. Come join us.
All right, let me see if I have it here. Let me repeat the trivia question. So, here it was. How many sides or points does the average snowflake have? And the answer is 6. Snowflakes almost always have 6 sides or 6 branches. If you draw a line connecting these 6 branches or sides, the result will look like a hexagon. So, congratulations to KM7EIX Ken, KM7DVS Steve, KA7RON Ron, WB6WNI Gary, KE6PGN Rod, KO6GWR Rod, AI5Q Third Party Traffic Jane, and KM7DXX Jordan for getting the answer correct. Stand by. KE0FOE continuing. I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skyborne Youthnet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get it on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skyborne activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or Monday at 01:30 UTC. Information about the Skyborne Youthnet, as well as our upcoming N0A event, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, net control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.